I'm Hannah Levine. This is the home stretch only here on 91.3 FM KXCI. I have not been this excited about an in-studio the entire time that I've been here. This is a really, really special time for us. We have Fox Bodies live in the studio. They are celebrating the release of their new album. This also on the bill, Lando Chill. Lando is celebrating the re-release of his album for Mark, Your Son. And what's really great about this story is Fox Bodies actually had their debut show at Lando's initial record release many, many months ago. I love it when things come full circle. This is so, so wonderful. And I'm really pleased that we have both Lando and Fox Bodies in the studio. We're going to start off with a song from Lando. Whenever you're ready, dear.
I was your maybe until you gave me up. I was your maybe until you gave me up. I was your maybe until you gave me up. No. I was your maybe until you gave me up. Now who's gonna save me when this God ain't enough? Now who's gonna save me when this God ain't enough? Now who's gonna save me when this God ain't enough? No, now who's gonna save me when this God ain't enough? My dad would have raised me, but God took him from us. My dad would have raised me, but God took him from us. My dad would have raised me, but God took him from us. No, my dad would have raised me, but God took him from us. Oh, I was your maybe until you gave me up. Now who's gonna save me when this God ain't enough? My dad would have raised me, but God took him from us. So now who's gonna save me when this God ain't enough? No, now who's gonna save me when this God ain't enough? Oh, now who's gonna save me when this God ain't enough?
Lando Chill live in Studio 2A. Lando celebrating the re-release of his wonderful album from Mark Your Son this evening. And we're not done yet. The other band on the bill, Fox Bodies, celebrating the release of their new album. What a special, special time to have you here in the studio. Let's make some noise.
Yay. Bye, Lando. We love you.
Bye, y'all.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
You bet. My pleasure. Let's do this, biz.
Time you walk into the room. We look as in disappearing too. One another smiles and I miss you all the time. Every time you step out of the room.
Listening to Fox Bodies live in Studio 2A here on the home stretch on KXCI. Welcome to the show, all.
Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you.
So lovely to have you here.
Oh, now it's for you.
So I'm going to ask you your requisite origin story. I honestly hadn't heard anything about you until I walked into Lando's original record release party many months ago. Tell me a little bit about how you guys got together and how we got to this point.
Bella and I worked together, or did work together, when we started the band. And
coffee shop?
We worked at, I still work there.
Oh,
Bella
okay.
has since moved on. But I work at the Loft Cinema.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. And we decided to start a band. And
well,
like,
there you go.
It was just, our first practice was just me and Bella, just drums and vocals. And then
it was also like mostly just 2 hours of us being like, what should we call ourselves?
He was like, start a band.
I can't really do anything except sing, and I don't even know how well I do that, but like, what should we call ourselves?
Right.
For 2 hours. And then Bailey came home, and Matt came home, and we were like, please help.
We should probably preface, Matt, Bella, and I lived together, so
oh,
it's,
okay.
it's hard to start a band when like, we're like, hey, what you guys doing in the other room? Yeah.
And at the time,
in Matt's room.
Yeah, at the time, all the music equipment was in my room, so I had come home, and it was kind of like,
oh, well, there you go. You know,
I don't know.
Plug and play.
We were like, either leave or play with us.
Under duress, no less. Tell me a little bit about recording the record. I can't recall who you worked with on this, but...
Ben Schneider.
Oh, Ben.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's... I mean, Matt and I worked at Bentley's, and so the Schneider dynasty.
Indeed.
So Ben was at our first show just to come check us out, and like immediately after he comes up, he's like, just come over and record an album.
Yeah, I actually remember him walking by me at that show, and I was just like, dude. And he's like, yeah.
Ben,
to put it really in a really articulate fashion.
He was like, come over, I'll record it. He recorded the entire album for free. We knocked it out in one day, recorded it in his living room on a Tascam.
All right.
There was the record.
Hey, sometimes that's the way to go, especially with music like this.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Let's get back into it, shall we?
Yeah.
Another song from Fox Bodies live in Studio 2A.
Thanks, Hannah.
I tried to flee from you, but what can I do?
You're listening to Fox Bodies live in Studio 2A here on the Homestretch on KXCI. So especially on that last song, it made me think of something that I wanted to ask both of you. There's two, you know, if you want to just look at it in a very simplistic fashion, there are two distinct elements that are going on in your sound that are pretty notable. And one is an obvious affection for Riot Girl and some of the stuff that I grew up with in the 90s, and a wonderful component of surf guitar rock in there. And so I'm just curious maybe where those things came from. You know, did you just grow up in a house where there was nothing but Dick Dale and Bikini Kill? Or, you know.
We wish.
We were just talking about how the band formed in such a funny way. We started it. Matt and I originally, we both are very, very fond of like 50s, 60s music and surf guitar. And we had a little project called Desert Mambas that was just kind of like that, like some of the songs originally, the more like 60s surfy sounding songs were part of that band that just never made, nothing really came to be. Adam and Bella started it really wanting a Riot Girl band, and then Lando asked us to play the gig, and we just didn't have enough songs to really like have a set. So we're like, well, what if we combined the bands? Like, we took our like 50s project and this Riot Girl project and like just melded the sounds for both, and then.
So you made that decision rather rapidly before the show.
Like it was 2 days like two before, like yeah. It was like a week before, and we gained half the songs.
Yeah, we had like maybe 4 or 5 songs before we decided to do that, and like we were just like we got to do something. Like we're not coming up with songs fast enough. Let's just get them all together.
Well, I mean, I think there is something to be said for an immediate deadline. You know, you could have hemmed and hawed over exactly what you were going to do, but you had that opportunity to open for Lando, and you just went for it.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very ambitious yes. Yeah, we'll open for you. We just got to get some songs.
Yeah. Well, you have great songs, and we've got time for one more. I would love to hear one more.
Excellent.
All these things with you, I don't get the same thing out of it that you do. I mean, I know you want me to be exactly like you, but I don't think you like yourself very much. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I noticed. I don't know why you won't tell the truth. I'm running from myself. You don't know why you crave my insides. I'm worried for my health. Chase me. God, may all sins absolve. Consumption is a cell. I know you know, I know it's not so. Let's drop it now. Chaos comfort, and you can't defy logic whether you want to or not, Dad. I mean, I know that you want me to be scared, but I mean, come on, by now.
You've been listening to Fox Bodies live in Studio 2A. Fox Bodies celebrating the release of their brand new album, along with Lando Chill, who you heard sing at the beginning, wonderful a cappella song called Save Me. Thanks so much to both of you for coming in. Happy record release day. I'm Hannah Levine, and this is The Go-Go's.